Today is Black Friday, the high holiday of American shopping. In China, there's a rough equivalent. It's called Singles Day. It started as a day of discounts aimed at single adults and has grown into a buying bonanza held each year on November 11th. As WBUR's Callum Borchers tells us, some people from China living here have embraced Black Friday as a stand-in for Singles Day. He begins his report at Copley Place.
So we're walking around a shopping mall. If this were a mall in China on Singles Day, what would the scene be like?
Probably lines at the at the door for the special discounts there.
Sharon Xu's description of Singles Day sounds a lot like Black Friday. She works at the Greater Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau, helping to market the area to Chinese tourists. While we stroll past beckoning storefronts, she explains how some companies and their salespeople are courting Chinese consumers.
A lot of retailers, I saw them train their sales to use WeChat.
WeChat being a popular social network in China. Xu says she's helped lead trainings in this mall, teaching store sales teams how to use WeChat to promote products and discounts to Chinese shoppers. And the overtures don't stop there.
We've been catering to the Chinese shoppers for many, many years.
Chip Harding is Senior Vice President of Business Development at the Simon Property Group, owner of Copley Place and about 200 other U.S. shopping centers. He says some stores now accept the leading Chinese credit card, and Simon works with tour companies to bus Chinese visitors to its properties, like the Rentham Village Premium Outlets.
We work hand in hand with them in terms of greeting of their guests when they arrive, so that is a very big part of what we do day in and day out to make their shopping experience a great one.
And many Chinese consumers seem to appreciate these efforts. Xi Wen Zheng went to the Rentham Outlets last Black Friday. She's from Beijing. She's taking college prep classes at Boston University.
I saw a lot of Chinese people there on that day. Then I feel like, it is also kind of like good strategy for the business sale.
A good strategy because Black Friday appeals to Chinese shoppers on two levels. It offers a chance to score a great deal, and it's a taste of home for anyone who couldn't experience all the fun of Singles Day. This year, Zheng is trying to enjoy both days. She took advantage of some online deals on Singles Day, and she's ready to hit American stores on Black Friday.
I feel like, the price is cheap, and then, it looks good. For me, I just love shop.
And American retailers love Black Friday business from Zheng and other Chinese customers. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.